Hello, it's Regina T. Green, and welcome to the Healthy Prosperous Career Woman. Have you ever felt tired, or you don't have enough time in the day, or you're working, or you're doing working on a job, and you're running a business, and you're trying to figure out, how can I increase my income? How can I change my life? How can I do life differently than I've done it before? I know I've been told to get a degree, get a job, and your life will be good, but for some reason, it has not been that way for you. I know that was a part of what my story was. And when I walked away from my 9-to-5, I felt like my life turned upside down. And so this podcast is about growth. It is about increase. It is about elevation. It is about, how do you show up with boldness in the world, doing exactly what God has called you to do? How do I release all of the procrastination, the doubt, the fear, and all those things that's been built up inside of me? How do I walk in my true identity, showing up boldly for what I'm called to do? That's what this podcast is about, and I'm very excited to have you join us. Welcome back, and it's me, Regina T. Green, and today's episode is about Halloween. I want to know, do you feel as if believers should celebrate Halloween? And let me just put this out here really quick. This episode is just not about making anyone feel bad, judging anyone. You have a choice. God gave us free will, and so do I. And so if this message does not fit with you, then you have free will to do what you want to do with it. Matter of fact, you don't have to listen to it, right? However, I want to challenge you to ask Holy Spirit to show you areas that, if you do continue to listen, to show you areas where this, what you're doing, is it fulfilling to God? Is this what God wants you to do? And so today's episode is about Halloween. Should believers celebrate Halloween? And I have some amazing women on the show today who will be sharing their experiences, sharing why they don't celebrate Halloween, and just giving you some encouragement throughout this episode. So I am excited to have these powerful women of God tune in, and we'll be right back. Should Christians celebrate Halloween? Should Christians celebrate Halloween? And I know that it's been a big debate. And to be honest, I've celebrated Halloween with my kids. I've purchased them costumes and did all the things, the festival, put together trunk or treats, you know, with the church, bought plenty of candy, even tried to give out cupcakes and messages about Jesus on Halloween. And then I decided, maybe that's not something that I should be doing. Like, I begin to get convicted by God. And so I begin to look into what Halloween really means. And I think that is what we do. We kind of just go with what the world says. Oh, it's just nice fun. It's just something that you do. Like, I don't want to, you know, scare my kids by saying that it's evil. Have you really looked at Halloween? Have you really looked at the origin of Halloween? Have you really looked at it? That's my question. And once you do, have you asked Holy Spirit, is this something that I should be partaking in? Again, no judgment to anyone who celebrates it, because guess what? I was the person who celebrated Halloween. My mom and dad let me celebrate Halloween. But what I do know is, when we know better, we do better. And some things we just didn't know, but now we know better. And so I challenge everyone to do better if you know better, right? And you're hearing this, which means now it's your responsibility to go to Holy Spirit to ask, because now you have the knowledge. And so Ephesians 5 says, do not participate in these things people do. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. For this light within you produces only what good and right and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Take no part in worthless deeds of evil and darkness. instead expose them. It is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret. But their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them, for the light makes everything visible. This is why it is said, awake, O sleeper, rise up from the dead, and Christ will give you light. So be careful how you live. That was Ephesians 5, 7 through 15, the NLT version. I love the NLT version sometimes, and I read different versions of the Bible. And then you have people saying, stop demonizing Halloween. It's not doing anything. But have you ever looked and wondered, why is my child having nightmares? Or why is it that, you know, I'm struggling in this area and I can't seem to overcome this thing? Like, why is that I have experienced this or that? Like, have you ever wondered why that happens? You ever wonder if that is an open door? Because I believe Halloween is an open door to what the enemy can do in your life. And hey, if you want to celebrate, celebrate. But here, I challenge you to look into scripture. Ask Holy Spirit. Deuteronomy 18, 10 through 12. Have you read it? For example, never sacrifice your son or daughter as burnt offerings. And do not let your people practice fortune telling or sorcery, or allow them to interpret omens, or engage in witchcraft, or cast spells, or function as mediums or psychics, or call forth the spirits of the dead. Anyone who does these things is an object of horror and disgust to the Lord. Have you read that? And I know you're saying, possibly saying, well, I've never really, I'm not calling spirits. I'm not, you know, celebrating evil. But again, look at the origin of Halloween. It is an open door. It is a day for the devils. Look at why Halloween was created, what it's about. It's not anything godly about it. And why is it that the world is copying what? Why is it that the believers are copying what the world is doing and the world isn't copying what believers are doing? I think we should look at it. And even though we try to make it holy, you cannot take something that's unholy and make it holy. You can't do it. Something that's sacrificed specifically for the devil, how do you change that? You don't. And why do we feel, and these are just questions that I have in my head, why do we feel like we have to participate in a Halloween to say we need to share Jesus? We are on this earth every single day to share the gospel of Jesus. Just because it's Halloween don't mean you have to go out extra to do it. You can do it every single day in the classroom. If you're in the classroom, you can share the gospel with your friends. If you're walking through the grocery store, you are called to share the gospel. If you are at church, and you invite a friend at work, you're called to share the gospel every single day, not just on Halloween. You run into people who do not know your God every day. So why do we feel like, oh, this is just the perfect time that I'm going to interact with unbelievers? You interact with unbelievers every single day. Don't allow this to cause you to go and do things what the world tells you to do because you want to just participate because it's just fun. And then you wonder why these blood sacrifices, you don't know anything about it and why this happened. There are blood sacrifices this year that will take place. We come against it in the name of Jesus. But we can't throw ourselves in the enemy's camp and then expect God to just like breathe on that. No, we do not celebrate with darkness. And that's my take on Halloween. We're not celebrating. I share it with my kids about it. My daughter was like, that's really good, Mom. I'm fine. I never liked Halloween anyway. I just like the candy. And then when you think about the health part of it, why do we want to just give our kids all this candy anyway? Like a ton of candy? From strangers, we tell our kids not to talk to strangers, but then we go knock on strangers' doors and get candy from them and allow our kids to eat from people we do not know. How does that make sense? I'm just asking. Anyway, that's my thoughts on that. Go take your kid to the store and buy them candy. Buy them candy. And you don't have to buy the whole store of candy. Like I took my kids and I purchased them candy. I tend to do that anyway. I purchased them candy. I know you don't want your kid to feel left out, but what are they really left out from? So I challenge you to look in it and look into it, ask Holy Spirit about it. Again, no judgment. You do you and ask Holy Spirit to lead you in that. Now we're going to have another guest going to come up. It is Krista. Oh my gosh. Powerful woman of God. You're going to hear from her and her take on Halloween. So we'll be right back. Hey, Krista, welcome.
Hey Regina, it is so good to be on with you. It's such an honor to be joining you and to be discussing such an important topic, and that is Halloween. So I'm going to jump right into it. A little bit about me. My name is Krista Seibert. I live in rural Ohio with my husband, who is a full-time teacher and a full-time farmer. His name is Michael. And so it's a busy time of year because he farms full-time and it's harvest time. And we have three children, a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old. This is being recorded in 2022, just to like put some context into that. But yeah, it's busy. I'm currently a full-time stay-at-home mom, and I'm also homeschooling, and I'm the founder of the Living Aligned Ministries, which I don't like using the word ministries. That sounds weird. I don't like that. But Living Aligned is a way of life because God is worthy. God is worthy. So anyway, that is why I am here to talk more about how we live aligned according to God's will, and just some context, some of my backstory. I was raised in the church. I had a lot of knowledge of the Lord, but I did not have a relationship with the Lord. And so my story is definitely one of mixture. Like my whole life, I lived in mixture. I lived in compromise. I didn't know what I didn't know. And then I was saved about 10 years ago. I got married then. We've been married for 9 years now. And once I became a mom, I really started coming under conviction and realizing, whoa, a lot of what I've been doing in my life really isn't acceptable in the Lord's eyes. And so I'm so thankful for grace. I'm so thankful for His mercy. I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit to provide that conviction, because it's my desire as I grow closer to the Lord to be used by Him, to be a vessel of the Holy Spirit, to be able to be that light in the darkness, to be able to make that impact for the kingdom that I'm an heir to, and that all brothers and sisters and all believers of Jesus Christ are an heir to this kingdom, and we are to be image bearers as we've been made to be. But the issue is, the world has made its mark on us and it's left its impact on us. And what I have learned, as my eyes have been open, is just how much of an impact this world has on our lives, and our society and our culture. And I used to be a public school teacher. I used to teach high school, and so my eyes were opened then, you know. But once I resigned after having our second child, that was 5 years ago, I resigned from the public school system. God just impressed on my heart the scripture of Romans 12:2, and that is, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may test and, oh, what is it? So that you may, oh, I'm gonna butcher it. I always butcher the end of it. Basically, so you can test and know God's perfect and pleasing will. That's not exact word for word. This is a different translation here, but it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, that, oh, I'm sorry, what is good and acceptable and perfect. God's perfect, we're not. Okay. And what I get from this scripture, and what I was so convicted of when I was resigning from the public school system, is do not be conformed to the pattern of this world. Do not be conformed to this world. We have a choice. When we are a born again believer, we have a choice. Are we going to live for God and aligned with His word and His will? Or are we going to live for the world and do what we want to do and what we prefer to do? And so the last 5 years, I've been in pursuit of my faith and of the Lord. And I would say the past 2 to 3 years, I've been super convicted of the lifestyle of what I'm living. You know, a believer isn't just supposed to be a believer on Sunday mornings, going to church on a Sunday morning and then living however you want the rest of the week. And so I've been convicted of this lifestyle of faith. What does it look like to submit all 24 hours as God has given it to me back to the Lord? How am I able to do that? And so, especially with the worldly traditions and the worldly holidays like Halloween, that's the topic of today, is Halloween. And it's like, How is it that we're saying with our mouth that we love the Lord, meanwhile our actions show that we're aligning with things of the world, right? And so there's a conviction notice already on this message. And I assume that if you're listening to this, you probably knew that was going to take place. And listen, I want to be super clear. We're not here to condemn or judge anybody. I shared some of my backstory just to give some context as to who, you know, kind of my own personal journey and how God is speaking to me in hopes that it will also encourage and build up other brothers and sisters, because that's what we're called to do, is build each other up. And so we're not here to shame anybody. You know, you don't know what you don't know. The warning is, once you know, are you going to then continue to walk according to what you want to do? Or are you going to then choose to be a living sacrifice, die to yourself and say, okay, I'm not going to do those things anymore. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. I'm going to submit to the Lord, and I'm going to live aligned with what God is calling me to do. And that's the purpose of today. And so what I want to encourage everybody to do is to Google it, right? Like, which sounds so silly. You probably thought I was going to say, look it up in the Word, which, yeah, absolutely. That's where the truth is going to make you free. But Google Halloween, Google the origins of Halloween, because that is where you're going to have your eyes opened and be like, oh wow, I didn't realize like that this is why we do these things. Because once you understand the origin of Halloween, it's a no-brainer. It is an absolute no-brainer, because another scripture is Ephesians 5:11, and it says, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. And that's what we're doing today. We're not coming straight at it. I mean, we kind of are, I guess, but listen, at the end of the day, we want to empower you. We want to empower you to make your own choices, because God gave us free will to choose how we are living our life. But something that I have come under conviction over is the fact, biblically speaking, that we will all hold an account before the Lord. We will all give an account before the Lord as to how we are living this life. It's His life. This body is His temple. He inhabits it as the Holy Spirit dwells in me. As with every born again believer, the Holy Spirit lives in you, and the Holy Spirit is what convicts. And so I pray that this message coming forth is bringing conviction, because it's not God's will for us to be aligning ourselves with a holiday that's rooted in evil. Okay. And He's going to continue to convict. So listen, just as recent as last year, Regina, just as recent as last year, we were carving pumpkins. Like, well, we're not doing the trick or treat thing anymore, but we're going to like carve pumpkins. Okay. And then this year I was like, okay, some of these pumpkins are real like spooky looking. Like, what's up with the whole jack-o'-lantern thing? And so I Googled it. And so that's another one you can do. But so I'm like, okay, you know what? We're not doing it. Like, I don't know. It's a gray area. It's a gray area. But here's where my convictions are. I don't want to play the game of how close can I get to the line before I'm actually guilty of sin. I don't want to play that game. God knows my heart. And I want to be in right standing with the Lord that says, God, what is your will? What pleases you? Not that I have to like do things to make God happy. That's not it. He's pleased by me because He created me and He loves me. Amen. And so we have to be so secure in our identity, and that's a whole process. But what I want is what God wants. I don't want to be like, okay, what can I get away with? You know what I mean? And so as a mother, I'm charged with this responsibility of leading our children, right? I'm, you know, as parents, we are charged with the responsibility of instructing our children in the ways of the Lord. And one of the verses that I have taught to my children is Joshua 24:15. And that is, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so they have that committed to memory. Again, I have a 7, 5, and 2-year-old, and they know it. And so when it comes to making these hard decisions, when it comes to things that they have partaken in and they actually enjoy, they look forward to it. And even with doing the costume things, we used to do that. And my kids were asking about it, and I said, guys, you know what? I was praying and God was stirring. I'm just honest. Like, I'm just humble and honest with my kids. And I I inform them what I'm learning, and then I ask them, you know, I let them choose. I'm like, you know, the scripture says that we are to serve the Lord, but this is just evil. This is the hand of Satan, you know, like straight up. Like I talk straight talk to my kids, and I'm like, so what do you think we should do? They're like, well, we do like dressing up, but I guess it's okay that we don't do anything with Halloween. And I'm like, okay, like that's like, I don't see an issue. Person, this is my own personal conviction. Okay. I don't see an issue with kids being kids, playing dress up, you know, and just expressing themselves and being playful, whatever. Like they have a whole tote of just like, you know, like random stuff where they can dress up and use their imaginations and be creative. I don't have an issue with creativity. I have an issue with justifying the creativity to celebrate an evil holiday. Right. And so let's just be clear about that. And then also with the candy and the pumpkins and the trick or treat and like all those other things, like once you understand the origins, it makes it pretty clear that we are not to be aligning ourselves and doing those sorts of things. So again, we're not coming to shame. We're not coming to condemn. We're coming to be the light. We're coming to speak the truth, because it's a process, and we have to honor the convictions in our heart. Because woe to those who know the truth and then still choose to do what they want to do. Like that's dangerous territory right there. And my encouragement is to repent. And that's where I have been. Lord, forgive me for doing these things. And forgive me for not knowing. Like, Lord, I know you don't hold record. Love doesn't hold record. So he washes my past away. He makes us clean. As soon as we repent, we are in right standing with the Lord. He keeps no record. And so we are responsible for staying humble and staying under his cover. Meanwhile, speaking the truth and knowing the truth of God. And so I had read Romans 12:2 earlier, but I want to read Romans 12:1 because it's so important when we understand what Halloween is and when it comes to like the importance of our body. Romans 12:1 says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Some translations say, which is your proper worship. Point being, we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Jesus is the living sacrifice. Jesus is the ultimate sacrifice. He's the one that you know, cleanses. It's by Jesus' sacrifice that he cleanses us and takes away our sin. He took our place. He took our punishment on himself. And that's where we're able to find freedom. That's where we have our honor for God, as is rooted in what he is, and rooted in who he is as the author of love and the creator of everything. And then what he's done for us to be able to like make right what we've made wrong, right? Like we're the ones that sin, you know, but God made a way for us to still be with him, because God can't partake in sin. And so when we're operating in the world, we're operating in sin. And another scripture, which is like really, really convicting, says, this is like harsh to even say it. It says, you adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. That's James 4:4. Another scripture says, whoever is not with me is against me. This is the words of Jesus speaking. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. That's Matthew 12:30. And so these are some legit truths about our choices. And so, you know, it's a no-brainer. Regina, to me it's a no-brainer. We can't be compromising. We can't be living this life a mixture. One foot in the world, one foot in the word, and be in this place of lukewarm. Like it's dangerous. Honestly, it's dangerous. It may not seem like a big deal on earth, but listen, our soul is eternal. And God's going to hold us accountable, you know? And that's not to say that like we live in fear. No, we live in reverence for God, because God is God and he is worthy of our lives, like for us to live our lives for his glory. Like he's worthy of it. So I think that's an issue in our society where we have just diminished the power of God. We've diminished who God is. We've completely distorted what love is. We've distorted. I mean, the enemy is having a heyday. The enemy doesn't even have to hide these days. He's just out in public. doing evil and people are buying into it. Like, the enemy's job is way too easy. And so we as a body of believers have got to stand firm. We have got to be on guard and actually stand in convictions of what the Word of God says, you know? And I'm getting passionate because we've been too complacent as a body of believers. And so this is a rally. I feel like this is a message of rallying up the body, like, oh, be awakened and don't conform no longer. Don't conform to the pattern of this world, but repent, turn away from that. Allow God to renew your mind. Allow God to transform you. And make some new memories with your kids. It's not to say that you have to like grieve the Holy Spirit and be like, oh, we can never do anything fun ever again. Like, no, that's not it at all. Come on. That's not it. We can still go and have fun. And, there's lots of different things you can do. So rather than doing the trick or treat thing or the Halloween party or whatever it is, you can choose to do something else. Like, I don't know, go bowling, go roller skating, go shopping, go to a movie. But Lord have mercy. Oh my gosh. It's so hard even finding a good movie that's like family friendly for littles. But like, go make your own memory, go pick apples or something, or maybe instead of carving a pumpkin, paint a pumpkin. Listen, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing evil about a pumpkin. Okay. Can we just be real? There is nothing evil about a pumpkin. God made the pumpkin. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with the pumpkin, but what we do to it, that's the issue. Okay. So we can be creative. We can be crafty. We can still have fun without aligning ourselves with evil rituals and opening doors to the spiritual realm. And that's what we want. We want there to be wisdom. We want to shine light on some of these schemes of the enemy so that you can be better equipped to lead your family. So pray, if nothing else, pray, God, search my heart. Search my heart, Lord. You know my heart. And reveal to me anything that needs changed. Like if there's something that I am doing that I don't realize is dishonoring you, reveal it to me, Lord. Give me the grace to make those changes. Be with me, Lord, as I approach my family about these changes, because listen, not everybody's going to be on board. Okay. Whew, isn't that the truth? Persecution is real, but if we're being persecuted over whether or not to celebrate Halloween, we've got it pretty easy. There are places where we can't even speak the name of Jesus without being heavily persecuted. So we have it relatively easy, but in such a social environment, especially with social media, people are quick to, you know, accuse you, right? And it's like, our job is not to please people. Our job is to abide in the truth, because we know that we're going to hold an account before our Heavenly Father someday. That's just the truth of it. And so anyway, I've been talking way too long, but, I hope this has been encouraging. You know, some other ideas might be to, if God's calling you to it, make it a mission field, you know, rather than going trick or treating. Maybe if you live in a community where you have trick or treaters, rather than doing the traditional worldly thing where you hand out candy or whatever, maybe you can invite them into your home, maybe not into your home, but you know, whatever, be led of the Spirit and give them something of value. You know, we actually passed out bracelets that had a message of hope on it. And so, you know, you can get, I mean, now it's probably a little short notice, but looking ahead to next year, be prepared. It's not like it's unplanned. Like Halloween's the same time every year. And so look ahead to next year. How can I be a light? Okay. Wow. I'm convicted. Wow. Lord, forgive me. I'm going to repent. Right. And so turn away from it. Meanwhile, next year's going to come around and you're going to have it right in your face again. So be prepared going into next year. How can I push back darkness? How can I be the light? What does that look like to actually take this as a mission field, to be able to meet people where they are and show them the love of Jesus, you know? So giving something of value that's not the worldly thing, you know, whether it be like little toys that have scripture on them, or you know, just anything. I mean, ask the Holy Spirit. He'll guide you. He truly is the light onto our path. And so anyway, I hope this has been encouraging. I'm so thankful to be able to share what God has revealed to me. And it's not easy, but listen, if it were easy, then everybody would be a follower of Jesus Christ and we wouldn't even need ministries because everybody would just be saved. Right. So if it were easy, everybody would do it and it wouldn't be called the narrow path. Right. So be encouraged that you absolutely can. We can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. And so it's not always easy to stand firm, but it is right, you know? So be encouraged. You're not alone. And you're not weird. The world will probably look at you like you're weird for not celebrating all the things the world celebrates, but we have a better reward waiting for us in heaven. So much better than any Halloween party. So anyway, make it a great day. Thank you so much, Regina, for having me on. God bless you.
Oh my gosh, Krista, that was just so good. I am so grateful that you decided to share your story and share scripture and just come in the name of Jesus so boldly, just sharing where you were and where you are and just the story of how we all can change and turn it around. Like, we don't have to stay in the place where we don't know. We can actually grow because there are light bringers. There are people who are bringing salt into this world. And I'm so grateful for you, Krista. So thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate you. And may God continue to bless you and may favor continue to surround you like a shield. Up next, we have Miss Sonora, who will be sharing her story and why she does not celebrate Halloween. So tune in and do me a favor and share this with somebody else who needs to hear it, who you would love to hear it. And don't forget to subscribe. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Healthy Prosperous Career Woman podcast. We have Sonora who is here with us, and she will be sharing, should Christians celebrate Halloween? I'm so excited. We just heard from Krista and it was powerful. And I'm just excited about women who are bold for God, you know, sharing truth. One of the things that I just believe that we should know as far as Halloween, some things that even Krista touched on, is when you put on that costume, you allow the enemy to change your identity in the realm of the spirit. Did you know that? Well, anyway, let's listen in to Sonora. Sonora, welcome, welcome, welcome. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, hello. I'm super excited to be here on the podcast with my sister, Regina. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Sonora Dean. I am a prophet, a mentor, a mom, whatever, all the hats that, you know, come with being a child of God. And so I just wanted to come on and just share a little bit, and it's food for thought, definitely. And being a mom, having celebrated Halloween in past years before and celebrating Halloween growing up, now that I've come into the knowledge of the truth, it's my responsibility to now walk in the truth. And so we don't celebrate Halloween as a Christian for a few reasons, and I'm going to get into that in just a few minutes here. But I just want to encourage you that when you know the truth, you walk in the truth. And when we know, and as Christians, we don't walk by the flesh; we walk by the spirit.
Amen.
So one of the things, as I was kind of looking this up, two different things. As we know Day of the Dead, you know, the tradition that comes from Mexico, you see like the skull mass and things like that. So that their tradition really was about remembering dead people, basically remembering dead people of your family. And what they would do was build altars to remember the dead. So now you have an altar that you're invoking the spirit of dead people to come, and what you're actually doing is invoking a familiar spirit from the dark realm, really. And then I was looking up witchcraft in relationship to Halloween, and I found out that in Northern Celtic Ireland, it's a Northern Celtic Ireland tradition, and it is rooted in witchcraft in the Judaic paganism. And what it is the Festival of the Dead, where Druid priests would be deemed kings of occult practitioners and were known for worshiping evil spirits and doing human sacrifices. And we know today that human sacrifices are still being done in covens, in witchcraft, in witch covens, in the homes of warlocks. And witches and warlocks are a real thing. It's not a costume. It's not pretend. These are real spiritual, demonic forces that we are tapping into when we are partnering with the spirit of Halloween.
So what you're saying here, what I'm hearing is that this isn't just fun, dress up, get candy, and let our kids have fun. That's what you're saying, right?
Right. So we're actually partnering with the dark realm when we are, and we're tapping into the spirit of Halloween and saying yes to every demonic force. It's actually opening demonic portals into our lives when we participate and agree with the spirit of Halloween.
And that's so powerful that you shared that because a lot of people say that it's just fun. I just want my kids to enjoy this day and celebrate because they think it's just that. But if you don't understand the spiritual realm of what you're talking about, you miss the whole point. And the enemy is like, yes, please sacrifice your kids. Let them celebrate. This is exciting. And everything you're sharing is just so good because people need to hear this. I keep hearing the patterns of everybody who shared that they've celebrated Halloween and that they've allowed their children to celebrate. So this is good. This is so good.
Yeah. So what we need to realize, and you can look in the Bible, because that's our resource.
Right.
In Genesis chapter 6, it talks about the Nephilim. And the Nephilim were byproducts of the fall when Satan fell, the first fall. They were the fallen angel. They were the byproducts of the fallen angels who took the daughters of man and bore children. And that was the sin that they made against God, because they took humans. So angels mated with humans and created the Nephilim. Now if we look in the story of Caleb, when they went, the spies, when they went to go seek out the land, and they said there's giants there, there's grasshoppers. Those were actually the Nephilim that they were talking about. So why do I bring this up? Because when this whole thing with Noah happened, those spirits were banished from heaven and they were banished from hell. So there's nowhere for them to go. They were stuck in the earth realm. So now you have these demonics. This is like the birth of demonic spirits, basically. And so the Halloween is actually a celebration of the birth of demonic spirits in the earth. So we're partnering with a demonic birthday party, so to speak, when we're celebrating Halloween. Another thing that I thought interesting was that it said that in that Celtic celebration, which was the Day of Death, it was in anticipation of the cold winter months. And as we know, that's where we're at right now. And it said on the eve, it was marked as a special time of year where the Druids taught that demons, souls, and gods were unleashed on the world to bring blessing or wreak havoc and destruction on unsuspecting souls. And it was a special time because they believed that the souls of the dead would revisit homes again, familiar spirits. And then it was the most favorable time for divination. and divination concerning marriage, luck, health, and death. And on that day was like the most powerful day that they would invoke the devil for help in these areas.
Wow. That's deep. That's deeper than, whew, that, I mean, who wants to open that door? And I still what I want to add, and I've said it earlier, this is not to judge. This is not to make you feel bad. This is to warn. This is to open your eyes of what's really happening. Because I know people tend to get offended by conversations like this. And you know, that's okay if you carry the spirit of offense. Like, come on and see us, and we can help you get delivered from that too. However, I want you to be warned. We want to bring light, you know, to the situation so that you don't have to keep opening yourself up to things that are of darkness, that's connected to the dark world.
Well, one of the things that we have to understand is that love is uncomfortable.
It
If
is.
you, and we can just, all we need to do is look at the cross and ask ourselves, did that look comfortable for Jesus to be set up there, nailed to the cross?
I just
And
asked
that was
the
love, the ultimate love of God, where
Lord.
he died for our sins. So it's okay if you get a, you feel a little uncomfortable with the conversation. It's because we love you as a brother and sister
Amen.
in Christ, and we
Amen.
want to see you walking in the light and not being deceived by the wicked one, the adversary of your soul, who
Amen.
is looking for a portal to bring hell to earth. So it really comes down to a decision on do we, and it might sound like extreme, but really the bottom line is, do we want to be a portal for life, for
Right,
heaven, life and
right.
godliness, or do we want to be a portal to bring hell to earth?
Amen. Yes. And the enemy is not looking for New Agers. He's not looking for magicians. He's not looking for Buddhists. He's not looking for them. He's looking for those who have confessed Jesus as Lord of their lives. Those who have said, "I am saved. I am a believer." That's who he's looking for. And so we can't compare and say, well, it doesn't look like nothing's happened to them, or my life has been fine. I've celebrated Halloween. Well, thank you, Jesus, for his grace. However, sometimes we have to look at some of the things that's in our life. Have you questioned why that's there? So, I love that you brought up the love message, because I was just having a conversation the other day with someone, and I was like, you know, I think the world today would say, gosh, God was so mean. He sent his son to down the cross. Who in the world sends their son to down the cross? Like, that was really, that's not a man of God. That's evil to kill your only son. Just the way that we view love is off, but that's a whole nother topic. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah. I want to read the scripture at a I think I'll just read the one from Deuteronomy. It's Deuteronomy 18. And it's talk, this is God talking to the Israelites, the chosen people, about occult practices. It says, when you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not learn to imitate the detestable ways of the nation there. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead.
Okay, Sonora, you just read the scripture, and you did not, you weren't a part of the first part of this session.
Right.
This scripture is identical to what I shared. I
Oh,
just
wow.
say that. I just wanted to say that. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Well, the Lord is speaking because
Amen.
he wants us to be awakened. He wants us to be awakened to the truth and not to ignore. You
Yeah.
know, I mean, I've been in the place of somebody that's been like, well, it's a harvest party. You know, it's just a harvest party.
Right.
But the more mature that I am getting, and the Holy Spirit is teaching me to awaken myself to the reality of the spirit realm, whether it be the legal way, going in through the blood of Jesus, or the illegal way. It makes me understand what it's all for. A lot, see, sometimes it, I mean, it's really kind of bigger than Halloween,
Yeah.
because a lot of us as the body of believers don't really understand the bigger picture of what Christ did for us and what he came to accomplish.
Amen.
And we don't understand the our power in the our identity. That's why the costumes are so strategic on the side of the enemy, because he comes to strip us of our identity so that we will not walk in power and authority. And we will not walk the word out that says that God has given us power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy. So he attacks our identity so that we usurp our power, so that he can usurp our power and authority, because he knows that we have dominion over the earth, which is what he's trying to gain.
Love it. Love it. Amen. This is so good. I pray that you begin to pray over yourself. And I believe Sonora is going to lead us in a prayer. Right? No.
I am. And I really just want to encourage you, like, literally don't take it, don't believe me.
Yeah.
Ask the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I
Don't
want to
believe me
challenge
either.
you. I want to challenge you to ask the Holy Spirit and be honest with yourself when you hear his answer.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's okay, because I mean, I had to, it's not, I'm asking you, I'm challenging you to do something that the Holy Spirit led me in to do. And I had to humble myself and I had to respond responsibly to what the Holy Spirit was telling me. So I just want to encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit, about the things that you've heard on this podcast today, and what do you need to do in your life to align yourself with heaven's frequency, to align yourself with the perfect will of God concerning these things.
Now, real quick before you pray, I want to ask you a question. What would you give to a parent who's listening that says, "Well, what do I do with my child on this day? How do we not make them feel like they're left out?" What is your suggestion for that, for the believer who's asking that question?
Well, a lot of times what happens is we want to be our child's friend. We're not called to be our child's friend. We're called to steward our children. We are called to train them up in the way that Jesus has them to go. And we teach them the truth. We teach them exactly what we've been teaching on this podcast. This is what Halloween is about. The devil is anti-human. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to take your identity. He wants to get you in a place where you think that his schemes are fun and games when they're not. We teach our children the truth, and then we lead them in prayer on a day like this.
Love it. Love it.
It's like if you, I told my kids, I told my 13-year-old, because the other one didn't really, but I told my 13-year-old, I buy you candy on a regular basis, so it's not a big deal that it's Halloween.
Another confirmation. I said the same thing earlier. I was like, I buy my kids candy, and really, let's think about this. I shared this earlier. We tell our kids, don't talk to strangers, don't take candy from strangers. But we, as parents, lead them to strangers' house to get candy, who we don't have any clue about what they do, what they did with the candy, who they are. Oh, this is so fun. Let's just get candy from strangers. And then let's let them just eat all this candy, which can cause cavities, which you're going to hear from my daughter, because she's going to share why she does not celebrate Halloween. And she's going to share a part of what happened to her. And so I think that's really, it's contradictory. We take our kids to strangers' house to get candy from people we don't know, when we teach them, don't talk to strangers, don't take things from strangers, but we teach them to do it. Train up your child, just like you just said, in a way that they should go. So, yeah, that's really good. Really good. So, you want to lead us in prayer? I mean, did you have anything else you wanted to add? Or.
No, I think I'm good. I think we're good. Just encouraging all the parents and even kids to encourage other kids,
Yeah.
because this is a serious time. And the thing about it is even thinking about it, it's so much different now than when I was a kid and
Yeah.
my parents were taking me trick-or-treating. I mean, the fact that you have people disguising candy as fentanyl, In this day and age, or Molly, or whatever all these drugs are, like the enemy is literally coming to kill, steal, and destroy. He knows that this generation, Generation Z, they are leaders in the church, they are prophets, they are evangelists, they are coming to tear down the enemy's camp in ways that we as parents and grandparents have never seen. There
That
is a
queen.
great awakening and revival happening in the earth, especially in the United States, that our children are going to be spearheading the way to that. And the enemy does not want them to see their destinies revealed and fulfilled.
Now
And
that's
so
good.
this is serious. This is very serious. And so I really am really just feeling really strongly in my spirit to ask the Holy Spirit, literally ask the Holy Spirit about what the things that we're talking about here, because it's very important for us as parents to move in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And those are three attributes of the Holy Spirit himself.
Amen.
And those are things that he wants us to be able to move in.
Thank you so much for that. And I really appreciate you bringing up the drug part because that's something that hadn't been touched on. Please be warned. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but they are finding a lot of candy with fentanyl in it. And be warned. Be warned. Please check your candies, kids. If you are still going to let them be sacrificed, I mean, do trick or treating, then go right ahead. But check your kids' candy, and we are praying for you. We're praying for your children, because this is a month of evil, and today is definitely a day of evil. And so, Sonora, lead us in a prayer for our children and for our parents and for whatever God puts on your heart.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord God. We just give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord God. We lift up praise and worship to the only one true God. Your word says, "For it is the it for great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nation are idols, but the Lord made the heavens." Father, we just come, Lord, even as body of believers, on the behalf of the body of believers, Lord, we come to repent of where we've made this holiday or and any holiday there, if for that matter, an idol unto you, Lord God, where we have put our feelings of whatever type of emotions that we have attached to these holidays, Lord God, Lord, where we've put that over what you would have us to do and how you have called us to move by your Spirit, we just repent now in the name of Jesus. Father, we magnify the name of Jesus before all other names in the name of Jesus. Father, we just declare your lordship in our communities. We declare your lordship in our region and in our nation, Lord. Father, we declare your home, we declare our home, community, and nation to be a habitation of God's presence in the name of Jesus. Father, let your spirit fall around our houses, around about our houses. Dispatch your angels around about our houses, Lord God, a firewall in the name of Jesus. Father, your word says that there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fail. God will help her to break. At the break of day, nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. So we thank you, God, for the wall of protection surrounding your people, Lord. And God, we praise you for the power of your presence that disarms the enemy, Lord. We declare your rule and reign over all who seek your face, God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, God, for the power of your blood to cleanse, to redeem, and to restore, God, in the name of Jesus. We declare the blood of Jesus over our lives, our homes, our community, and our nations, all those children and families on the streets, Lord God. We declare the blood of Jesus. We cancel any evil intent to offer blood sacrifices unto wickedness, Lord God, in the name of
In the
Jesus. We
name of
cancel
Jesus.
every assignment to trick children into taking things that are not of you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we pray that the blood of Jesus would cleanse deceived and defiled minds, God,
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Disarm any plans of the enemy to trick or deceive in the name of Jesus. We declare God's righteousness boundaries that prevent deception from entry in the name of Jesus. We renounce, we refuse to recognize and cancel any threats of harm or false accusations sent to cause damage or ill will, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that communications of the enemy would be confused and canceled and counter negative words spoken with the promises of God. Every incantation, spell, sorcery, red magic, white magic, Lord God, human sacrifices be broken by the blood of Jesus. We come and we declare the light of truth will dispel any darkness and dispose or expose the lies, O God, of the wicked one. In the name of Jesus, you said you have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in you should stay in darkness, Lord.
Yes,
so we just declare that every believer would come into the light of your truth. And Lord God, every believer would take action with the will of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that we would align our lives and the lives of our children with your perfect will, that we would align ourselves with heaven's frequency and vibration, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that self-proclaimed witches and Satanists would encounter you, Jesus, like never before this day, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that counterfeits would be exposed, bringing the fear of the Lord. We pray that every evil practice would collide with the truth and with life, God. We speak God's blessings and protection over transportation and communication lines. Lord, you said in your word that you will be blessed when you come in and blessed when, that we would be blessed when we come in and blessed when we go out. You said that you will grant that the enemies who rise up against us will be defeated before us, Lord. We pray for protection over our city streets and citizens, young and old, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that the spirit of truth would be proclaimed and heard this day in Jesus' name. We bless the highways and the roadways with the holiness of God in the name of Jesus. And we pray for the word of God and the message of the cross to be shared with power, exponential power today in Jesus' name. We pray for boldness to declare the truth of the gospel. We pray, oh God, for the opportunities to reach non-believers today, God. We pray for oneness of the spirit in the community of believers. And God, we thank you for your delivering power in defeating all of our enemies, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the angelic hosts who work on our behalf, and we dispatch them now to minister in the name of Jesus. We thank you for even the angels of war, God, to war in the spirit on our behalf. We loose them now, angels' armies, to battle in the spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the battle that has already been won on the cross. And we praise your holy name for the victory that is already ours in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Shuck.
Amen.
Ooh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
hallelujah.
Good.
Hallelujah.
So good. So good. Thank you so much, Sonora. That was just so good. Oh my gosh. Please do me a favor and share this. This is going to awaken a lot of people. And I know because of the miracle working power in Jesus Christ and his blood, that hearts will be changed. Minds will be changed, like, because of this, because we're sharing boldly. Thank you, Sonora. I really appreciate you joining this podcast. I look forward to many more conversations with you. Tell the people where they can find you.
Oh, you could find me on Facebook at Sonora X Dean or Instagram at Sonora X Dean, or you could go to my website at www.sonoradean.com, and that's Sonora, SanuraDean.com.
Yes, yes. I call her Sonora X Dean. And my kids are like, Mom, have you talked to Sonora X Dean lately? They call you that, except they
That's
add
funny.
This on it. But yes, so go find her, follow her. She has some amazing things going on, and she is a healthy, prosperous career woman as well. So thank you again. Have a wonderful day. And that's it for our podcast. I am so excited to share this message to everyone who's listening. My name is Regina T. Green, and this is the Healthy Prosperous Career Woman podcast. And you can find me at ReginaTGreen.com. You can find me on Instagram at Regina T. Green. And you can also find me on YouTube at Regina T. Green, where I share insights and interviews and just some life-changing things that will cause you to go to the next level in your career and in your life. So don't forget to subscribe, share this podcast, share this podcast with those who may need it, who you desire to hear this. And I look forward to you joining in on our next podcast. Again, my name is Regina Green, and thank you for tuning in. Have a good day.